KUTX 98.9, I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. We're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. And we'd like to welcome back Greg Vanderpool, who we've seen here in Studio 1A quite a bit in the last few months. He was recently here with his band Milton Mapes, who was having kind of a resurgence, and then did a set with Will Johnson not too long ago. But Greg has a new album out under his own name, called Pilot, which will be out next month. Welcome back, Greg.
Thank you.
Always good to have you here.
Yes, yeah, always a pleasure to be back.
And you're here with your longtime musical compadre, Rob Sanchez, who's playing drums this afternoon. So we have a little bit of drums and guitar.
Yeah, yeah. This is, we decided this is 20 years we've been doing this together now, playing together, so.
So that must be pretty cool to have a, you know, kind of a real close musical friend like that.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, I feel really, really lucky. We were next door neighbors growing up. And
like growing up?
Well, when we were little, I guess I was in high school, Rob was maybe in junior high, and our bands would rehearse next door to each other. Mm-hmm. And then finally we'd put it together and started playing.
So was that out in West Texas?
That was actually in Dallas, and then we moved to Nashville for a couple years, started the band Milton Mapes, and then we've been in Austin about 16 years now. So yeah, right. it's been a journey.
All right. So once again, the new album is called Pilot. It'll be out on April the 6th. And what tune would you like to start off with?
This is a song from the new record. It's called To Violet.
Greg Vanderpool, along with Rob Sanchez, live in Studio 1A this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9, To Violet, which I believe is the first single off the album. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I guess been nice enough to be playing that one. Yes.
So the whole world has lost its mind. Was that, sometimes it seems like an like something really obvious, but does that come from anything in particular?
Yeah, you know, Austin is the Violet Crown city, you know, I think it just came out of one of those times feeling like it was, you know, I mean, it doesn't take much to pay attention to what's going on just locally or around the world to kind of just feel like everything's spinning off into some, you know, crazy direction sometimes. So, but I was always fascinated with the whole Violet Crown thing. They named it that because of the color of the sky, you know, at dusk. Mm-hmm. And most of the time here, you can't see it because there's so much that's growing up around us. I used to live over in Crestview, and that was all farmland once upon a time when they named it that. And, you know, now with the trees, it's hard to even see the color of the sky sometimes. So, I think it's, you know, it's a song that's looking for something that more eternal that's going to be here longer than we are, you know.
So this album is, I guess, a solo album. Why a solo album and not another Milton Mapes or Monahan's project?
Yeah, we, you know, I feel like, I guess for whatever reason, everything feels like projects sometimes, you know. We'll make a few records and then kind of turn the page, and it feels like, you know, a new chapter. And some of it's just out of the desire or the, you know, necessity of playing on my own sometimes and not having the availability of a band. You know, we all live pretty busy lives these days. But so it's just, it enables me to kind of play, you know, solo if I need to or whatever, just going under my own name. But it's still a lot of the same personnel involved. Like, we're all close friends, and Britton contributed to this record, who also plays and played Milton Mapes and Monahan. So I wouldn't say those bands are dead. They're just kind of on hold. So we're all doing different projects. You know, everybody's got different recording and producer type of projects going on. So we stay pretty busy. So this just makes me a little more nimble, I guess.
We're here with Greg Vanderpool this afternoon in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. And you've got a couple of South by Southwest shows, a couple next Wednesday, one at the Hole in the Wall at 1:30 in the afternoon with Will Johnson, and then at 4:30 over at Guero's. And you might want to mark your calendar. The band's going to do a CD release engagement at the Intimate Continental Club Gallery, which is upstairs from the Continental Club proper. And that's going to be on Friday night, April the 7th. So you're going to have a band with that, or is it going to be the two of you?
It'll just be the two of us, yeah. Yeah, the duo format works pretty well. It's I feel like it makes it a little bit easier to it makes us a little more mobile, and just the ability to play small spaces. Monahan's and Milton Mapes had a tendency to get a little bit loud, which is a lot of fun, but it's nice to strip it down and have a little more intimate spaces.
Yeah, and kind of the emphasis is more on the actual songs than the
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, Monahan's was definitely a collaboration where we, you know, would build up sounds in the studio. And these songs are a little bit back more to just writing songs on guitar and that type of thing. So.
All right. Well, Greg Vanderpool, what song do you have up next for us?
This is thought we'd do this one. It'll be a good one to do on Townes Van Zandt's birthday.
All right.
It may or may not be the first country song that may or may not be about Blade Runner. So it's called All Your Steps Are Wired. Thank you.
somewhere. Hello, hello. You were just like a faithful child. Hello. But a star is just a pixel glowing. You felt your mind drift into space on the grid that everybody's roaming. Hello, hello. You try to make sense of this moment. Hello, hello. How long they gonna keep us going? Should you ever lose your way, they'll track you down to every corner. And when there's nothing left to say, goodbye is all that we can.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Greg Vanderpool and Rob Sanchez. They're celebrating the forthcoming release of a new album called Pilot. And on April the 7th, there'll be a big CD release party over at the Continental Club Gallery. Well, Greg, always a pleasure, number one, to see you and also to have you come in and share your music with us. We've been big fans of you guys for a while.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yeah, best of luck. And again, you can catch them next Wednesday a couple of times, 1:30 at the Hole in the Wall, and then 4:30 over at Guero's during South by Southwest. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, who are engineers. Thanks to Martin and his video team. So we'll have audio and video up on our website at KUTX.org. The band's going to do one more song. And the whole set will be up online very shortly on our website at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be here till 2 o'clock. I'll have some tickets to give away in a few minutes and lots more great music. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.